Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, once again, we thank you for the wonderful privilege of gathering together in your name. Lord, thank you that we can gather around your word. And Lord, this morning, let us understand your word. Let us see that your word is truth. Let us, Lord, know that there is no better thing in our lives than to believe in Jesus Christ and to know him. And Lord, as we read your word and as we see Jesus in your word this morning, Lord, may we have the peace that passes all understanding to keep us. May every person here also, Lord, have the peace that passes all understanding to know that by believing in Jesus, it is the only right thing to do. And let us understand, Lord, the privilege and the precious life that we have in Christ. And let us keep it, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning we're going to be looking at the trial of Jesus. The trial of Jesus. And that is found essentially in John chapter 18 and John chapter 19. Last week we looked at the Lord's intercessory prayer found in John chapter 17. And Jesus said eternal life was to know God. And he emphasized knowledge. How important is knowledge? You see, if you have the wrong knowledge, you have the wrong Christ. It's as simple as that. Jesus said, thy word is truth. And Jesus also went on to say in John 17, sanctify them through truth and keep them because they have kept thy word. Truth is critical. This is what we see all the time in the Bible. The word was given by God so that we could know him. The word was given by God so that we could stay in the truth and not be deceived, because deception is a huge issue, especially in the end. And as we look at the trial of Jesus today, you can't but help notice the theme of truth that keeps coming up. What is it? How do you keep it? What does it mean to you? And once you have found it, what you should do with it. And also the decisions that you make regarding the truth, the consequences that they have in your life. But before we